Well, two things out of the Twins series with the Chicago Cubs excited me. First, we won 2 out of 3, which was, I will be honest, I was a little skeptical going into that series how well it was going to work out for the Minnesota Twins. The second thing has been all of the excitement that was generated from the all-analyst former Twins players in the announcing booth on television as our friend Corey Provis took a little vacation, and instead of replacing Corey with another play-by-play person, they tried having a bunch of ball players telling stories, sharing insight. It was Glenn Perkins, Trevor Plouffe. Who else was up there? Drew Halverson is the Twins director of broadcast. He is with us here at Target Field, senior director of broadcast for the Minnesota Twins. Who all was up there, Drew?
Yeah, so the...
Oh, Morney. I forgot about Justin Morneau.
The main three was Justin Morneau.
Who's always up there.
He is always up there.
Yeah.
He's very superstitious, so he tries to be up there around as close to 66 games as possible, which is double 33, of course.
Nice,
so,
nice.
And that played into our broadcast here this weekend as well.
And then we had a little bit of Pablo.
Yeah.
Pablo Lopez, who is injured right now, but he joined in like the second inning and never left.
Yeah.
Which is a 0% surprise because we've interviewed Pablo Lopez, and you ask one question, and you're like, that's our time.
Yeah. You know, so I'm going to, the way you started, so we've been looking to kind of do this for a number of years, and all of our, we believe in work-life balance and trying to give people time off as much as they can, and those days have fallen on road games, and so we haven't really dove into this concept because we didn't think we'd be in a position to succeed on a road game. But what I mean by that is you have less cameras, you have less access to the ballpark. But then also you usually have a kind of, with all due respect, a B team in the production truck, right?
Sure.
The home team's going to hire the best personnel, and then you get who's next, with all due respect to them.
Yep.
And so a home series came up. We had talked to Pot, should we go for it? And we decided to go for it. And, you know, so there's the Manning cast, which is this wasn't a little bit of that, but not so much. And then the Braves had done one that I thought was little bit better from a regional telecast standpoint. So we stole a little bit from them, but then also tried to make it our own. And because we were the first ever team to do three games back to back to back, we said we needed to make it different each 3 days. We can't do the same thing in 3 days. So how we made it different, as you now getting to your point, Pablo Lopez, we asked him to join us for 4 innings. And he said, after 4, the Twins are winning, I'm not leaving. And so they didn't leave. But he took it so seriously that
he's so good.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
And he was like, he said, only way I'm going to do this is if you get me a team polo. We had one left over, and he got it. And then the next day was Target Field's so different. Like, where we're at right now, like, watching the game here is really cool because of the way the ball comes off the bat, what the outfielders are doing. And so we wanted to lean into the different perspectives of Target Field. So Glenn Perkins started the game in the bullpen because that's what Glenn Perkins did. And actually, when he was a reliever, we actually had a segment called, I think it was like Perkins Play or something like that, where we interviewed him in the first inning in the bullpen. And then it was supposed to be 3 innings of both Plouffe and Morneau as ball boys. Morneau was worried he was going to get hurt, so he backed out. And then Plouffe only wanted to do 1 inning. And then the last third was those guys in the clubhouse talking about if they were a pinch hitter or a DH, how would they get ready for the game? And then the last day we were just leaning into the trade deadline coming up, the draft coming up, and using Terry Ryan to pull back the curtain on what a GM's mindset is for those items. So
it was really enjoyable, and the response to it has just been tremendous, don't you think?
I've been surprised by
it. Because you didn't know. You don't know how people are going to like it.
No. And is it for everybody? Was it for everybody? No, it wasn't. And that's okay. We just wanted to go for it. You know, we talked about how much of a promotional plan we should put behind it. And what we decided is this is the first we're going to do it. If it's good, it's going to promote itself. If it's not good, okay.
Yeah.
So we didn't put a ton of promotion behind it. One of the analysts did do an interview with a media partner and actually said he didn't think it would work. And so I gave him a hard time about that because – there was a lot of feedback afterwards. So,
well, you sort of wonder as we talk with Drew Halverson, who is the guy behind all of the broadcasts for Twins.TV and the radio broadcast here on the Minnesota Twins Radio Network. What I loved about it is it felt like you were hanging out with a bunch of guys watching a game. And you got smarter. I learned a lot. There was a lot of hijinks. It also did make me appreciate just how freaking good Corey Provis is. Because I do like play-by-play. There were some moments where I was like, man, I would really like a little bit more info on, like, who the Cubs are. Right? Like, I knew what was going on with our team. But those guys also got better at it by night three of it. I was like, it's pretty good.
Yep.
It's pretty good. And Glenn Perkins took some of the responsibility of, like, guiding to break. As a broadcaster, you still need somebody to drive the bus a little bit, you know?
He was just talking to Perk about it, him learning pretty quickly of, like, okay, you know, you tease your segment going to the next one. You do a great job of that. And so, okay, Perk, as you go to break, tell us who's coming up, you know, and kind of preview. That was pretty close. They all kind of were picking up as they go, and it was a little choppy, but that was the fun.
Yeah.
But to your point, saw Corey and said, great to see you today. So.
Right. Drew, you mentioned the Manning cast earlier, and that was one of the first things I thought of when I was watching the first night of it, is, oh, this is a really different way to watch the game. In a similar fashion to the way that the Manning cast was a very different way of watching a football game. But one of the things that I really appreciated about those three guys as opposed to the Manning cast, the thing that drives me nuts about the Manning cast is when they're talking over each other all the time and you can't figure out who's saying what and what they're talking about. And I know that was, you mentioned one of the players or one of the analysts was worried about that kind of issue, about guys talking over each other. But they had such a natural rapport with each other that really didn't seem to happen at all.
I think the reason that happens in the Manning cast a lot is we're all in different rooms.
Different satellites.
And the hand signals that go into it can't be seen. Actually, today, one of the things I asked, so the truck did this on their own because we have so many great team members.
Yes.
They set up a booth, Snoop Cam as it's called, to record the replay of the booth, just the shot of them the whole time. And I asked them today just for the raw feed of that camera, because there was so much of the hand signals and stuff and talking about. It was really just fun to watch them and how they figured out who was going to talk. So that really helped us to avoid some of what you're talking about.
Drew Halverson is with us, the Senior Director of Broadcast for the Minnesota Twins. It is, you know, these seasons are long, and trying to introduce the fun into the broadcast, the unpredictability into the broadcast. I think for me, like, you know, watching Trevor Plouffe trip 1 million times when they brought that clip up of him falling in the bullpen pitcher's mound
in Oakland,
in Oakland. It is a reminder that, like, this is fun. And these guys in a long season are goofing around just like anybody else would be if you were hanging out this closely for this long period of time.
Yeah, at the end of the day, we're entertainment business, and, you know, I watch you guys do that on your show. You got a new broadcast voice introducing your segments, and we try to do new things throughout the year as well. You know, and you had mentioned that it felt like you were sitting on the couch watching the game with your buddies. Pablo admitted that he forgot for an inning that he was on broadcast. Joe Ryan said the same thing after he talked with the guys, and that interview got a little goofy at one point in time. You know, so yeah, I think, you know, so showing some of those personalities is good every once in a while.
It's that realism, right? It's that authenticity, because I noticed when Joe was doing his segment, when Joe Ryan was doing, he kept looking up at the press box.
Yeah.
You know, knowing where everything is in the field, I knew where he was looking. But he's clearly not looking at the camera like, you know, quote-unquote, as I do scare quotes, trained professional TV person would do. But I loved that part of it, right? Because it was just him being authentic and goofing around with these guys.
One of the things, again, we have such a talented team, and one of the things that our guys do a really good job is building relationships. You know, we're just not reading metrics and stats on what's going to happen. Those guys start with that and then go down to the clubhouse and build these great relationships with these guys, and that really showed up over the 3 days for sure.
We noticed that too, Jason, when we were down in spring training, right? Morneau was in the clubhouse. A lot of the alumni were in the clubhouse starting, you know, in February in Fort Myers.
Yeah.
Like you said, building those kinds of relationships with guys so that it comes to fruition when you do something like this.
Yeah. And the people on our team really love baseball.
Yes.
And I sat in the truck for those three games with our great producer, director, and that great team. And they were the amount of cheering that was going on in the truck. And I was like, wow, you know, in the press box, you can't cheer at all. But here in the truck, you guys are going crazy.
It's
this
a little more
great.
Fun.
Yeah.
Pablo found that out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Certainly helped to have a great series as well. Having that dominant win the first game, I think maybe took a little bit of the pressure off, too. Because it's just a different. If it's a one-run game or a tie game, it's maybe not as loose as it is when you had just what was it, 8-1 or something. It was a pretty dominant win,
right? You know, and even some of the stuff in Game 3 when the score gets a little lopsided, maybe you pull back the reins a little bit on what you had planned to do.
How much planning does go on goes on for this thing? Like for these guys, you know, are you coaching them or is it just like let's let it happen and see how it goes?
So Trevor Fleck, who's our main producer, and I, we kind of put together a plan at least for Game 1, and then we'll float things later on. We got to the fourth inning of the first game and looked at each other like we're never getting our stuff in. And Dan, as a producer, you can relate to that with your talent.
Oh, I'm sure.
But,
yes.
You know, that was okay. That was what was going to be different was Pablo Lopez. And then even day three, when we had Mr. Ryan in the booth, who was fantastic, there was some coaching that was that went on who was going to play what role. And then he sat down. He's such a Mr. Get to Business that he started doing – okay, this isn't what we talked about, but let's go. This is great.
When you look at this, do you think, all right, are we going to do this? You have to do it again, right? Is this a once-a-year type of thing? You don't want it to overstay its welcome. You
know? I don't think it is once a year. But when we'll do it again, like, let's see. We got some chips to fall and see how they fall.
Do you have to pay these guys?
To watch a baseball game and hang out, yeah. Isn't that great?
Doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
Who is the biggest pain in the butt of all of those players?
My. Well, I don't know. Like, there was one guy that got razzed more than everybody else.
Right.
And part of that was, it was really hard to find bloopers of Justin Morneau. There's no bloopers out there of Justin Morneau. The only thing we could find was his facial hair for 1 month in his whole career.
Yes.
And then rag him on his speed on a triple. So he was the hardest to find stuff to razz him about.
Sure.
You think back to the Morneau era.
Oh, he's so good.
He's so good.
Yeah, and he was measured. Like if you ever did an interview with
measured,
him when you played,
yes.
Like you would ask him a question, and then he would just kind of stare at you for like 15, 20 seconds. You could tell him like he's really thinking about what you asked him and how he processes it, and then give you an answer. And I just always enjoyed that about him. But because of that. He didn't not a lot of errors, not a lot of bloopers you could pull from.
Anything special for tonight? Big pitching matchup. You got Nelly tonight. Is it just all Nelly music the whole show? No, we can't afford that licensing.
Well,
come on now.
Yeah. I wish we could play more mainstream music in our broadcast.
Yeah. We know how that goes.
Yes, we do.
Yep. Doesn't stop. There's one particular fan that tweets us at all the time. Play more replacements. We see you. We hear you. We wish we could. We were just in the clubhouse talking about the big pitching matchup. So Cody Clemens talking about from a perspective of his dad always being a part of big pitching matchups. Then talk to Simeon about, as a pitcher, what would you watch here for today? So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a good game.
We hope so.
Yeah.
It was really fun. Nice to get a little bit of insight as to how it came together, too.
Yeah, so. Thank you for having us on. And, you know, I told this to Vinny, too. Almost everything that we did last week, we experimented with our radio broadcast first.
Yeah.
And so if you've seen something unique on radio, then that's probably we're testing. So
yeah. They're doing a great job too. Okay. I went from watching the TV broadcast to sitting outside having a drink. It was like this week was just summer, sit outside, listen to the radio. It was so great.
Well, I follow your feed, and you do what I like to do sometimes is watch the TV and sync up the radio.
Yes.
But then even you can sync up their Spanish radio with that as well. So it's kind of fun to get the different flavors with the visuals. So
it's been good. Drew Halverson from the Twins broadcast team. Thanks, Drew. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
it is 4:48. You're going to hear that big voice guy that Drew talked about. Our new voice guy.
Yeah.
I'm such a broadcast nerd. I love this stuff. So.
Well, I just feel bad because he has such better pipes than all of us.
Yeah. Well, speak for yourself. Drive Time coming back in a minute.